The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sam Turner, Rory Delaghi and Stephen Powell in the studio. It's Chepstow and Lingfield in the afternoon, Thirsk and Windsor in the evening, and there's also an Irish meeting on Monday evening as well from Kilbeggan. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thanks, Mark.
Good. Right, what we'll do, Mick, is we'll have a look back at Royal Ascot before we get stuck into Monday's racing. And we'll start with the top trainer and jockey combination, Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore coming out on top on the week.
Yeah, they had a really good week. I mean, they missed out on the big one with Estimate, but she ran a mighty race in defeat. We'll touch on that a bit more later, but they were all well backed, weren't they? Integral, Canic Chase, Arab Spring and... Telescope. I wonder which one of those will turn out the best. I think I do like Arab Spring. I think he's going to develop into a proper racehorse, isn't he?
Yeah, four straight wins on the bounce for him now, isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think he's less ground dependent as well, one would hope. But yeah, good week for Sir Michael and Ryan Moore.
Yeah, good to see Telescope win as well, because he was obviously talked up a lot as a three-year-old. Didn't quite go to plan, but he destroyed them, didn't he, on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I've seen stronger renewals, but he could only beat what turns up, can't he? And visually, he was very impressive, wasn't he?
He was, yes. And I think they're aiming at the King George with him now.
Why not? Yeah, I mean, he's won it with lesser ability horses, Sir Michael, isn't he? He's got a great knack of sending the right horse to win the King George, hasn't he?
Mm. Shaping up to be a good race as well so far,
definitely.
Is the King George. Some of the big winners this week, Mick. We'll start with the big sprint double for Eddie Lynham. Soul Power and Slade Power. They were both pretty impressive as well.
I was going to say, both similar efforts, weren't they? Just came and just pounced on the rivals and just drew away from them. Very, very impressive. And well, we know Soul Power's been a top sprinting performer for a long, long time, since he bolted up in the Nunthorpe all those years ago. Mm. And 100-1 to silence, stunned silence from the crowd. Everyone thought it was a fluke. That was some fluke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, well done to Eddie Lyman. Three winners on the. And I actually think his 2-year-old winner was the most impressive of the three. She was brilliant, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, we did like her. I mean, the clock told you she was special, the way she won that maiden in Tipperary, pulling up by seven lengths in 57.4, I think it was. I mean, she had to be out. You know, out the ordinary to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And confident to ride as well. And well done to her.
Yeah.
From Pat Smullen. Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Kingman was one of the big winners of the week, Mick.
He
won the rematch, didn't he, with Knight of Thunder. And
yeah.
I think that puts him firmly at the top of the milers, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I was a bit disappointed to see James Doyle resorting to those tactics, putting his fingers to his lips. I mean, his owner's not noted for showboating and grandstanding. I'm not sure Doyle should be doing that on one of Prince Khalid Abdullah's horses. I know it's maybe the... I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I mean, you've won the race, you know, get over it. It was impressive, but you couldn't see Prince Khalid Abdullah jumping around the winner's enclosure and yaying at the second and third, could you? It's not in his nature, and I don't know what Doyle was playing at, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of split opinion, that, hasn't it, that celebration.
Has it? I don't know. I hadn't heard a reaction. It was just, when I saw the photograph, I thought, just what is that all about? Because it doesn't reflect his owner at all.
No.
He's the most modest of winners. They're out there, you know, and I don't know what Doyle was playing at, nor what he was thinking about, and I hope Teddy Grimthorpe has a word with him and tells him not to do it again.
Fair enough. John Gosden obviously trained Kingman. He also had a big high-class win with the Fugue as well, so he had it with the boys and the
brilliant,
girls.
Wasn't she? Brilliant, the Fugue. Great training performance to bring her back after that disappointment. But we've always known she's been a top-class international racehorse for a number of years now, and yeah, I don't think Trey was at her best, but even so, it was still a stunning performance by the Fugue and a great training performance by John Gosden.
Yeah, it was, and I think the noise, well, apparently Trev was just never going to win the race from the start. She didn't go down to post particularly well, and
just travelled just okay. I mean, she's, you know, it was only her class and her courage that got her into third, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But a good training performance to get the Fugue back in the winner's enclosure after that lengthy absence. And well, John Cosden had a great week, didn't he? He was just he's a marvellous trainer, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is, getting them right for the day, and nobody does it better. It was a great week. All around, I mean, there were so many highlights. You wouldn't know where to start. I suppose Kingman on the opening day would be the main highlight. Day two was great because we once again saw the Jersey Stakes for the Guineas form enhanced in the Jersey Stakes, didn't we? As well as the Fugues win, and. Yeah, it just went on and on and on, didn't it? But for me, the race of the week and the highlight of the week was the Ascot Gold Cup.
Yeah.
And for me, that is a proper triple crown that Leading Light did. He won the Queen's Vase as a three-year-old at Royal Ascot. Then he won the Ledger as a three-year-old. And he comes back as a four-year-old and wins the Ascot Gold Cup. For me, that's a triple crown. Forget the Guineas, Derby and Ledger. That's a proper triple crown, that. And I think he deserved all the credit in the world for it, Leading Light. I was a bit disappointed again. I'm always disappointed, aren't I? Permanently disappointed that Rishi Persaud was trying to say to Joe O'Brien, oh, what a great ride. And Joe was trying to bat it away. It was about the horse. There weren't any losers in that race. Mm. They were all winners. The winner was brilliant. The second, wasn't she, trying to defend her crown after all that time, yeah. After that disappointing run, brilliant. Mickey Winters running Miss United in the race, and the way she did it from the front. Mm. She wasn't a loser. She was brilliant. And Brown Panther for Michael Owen as well. He played his part in it, didn't he? Look, the winner for a long time.
Yeah.
They would be thoroughly delighted with that. And racing was the winner as well. It wasn't about jockeys. It was about the horses. And that was one of the best races Ascot will ever see.
Yeah, it was a brilliant race. I mean, to have such a close finish after 2.5 miles.
Absolutely brilliant. And it wasn't just as if they'd gone no gallop and sprinted, no. You know. Phew, just absolutely stunning.
No, I think all
there were no losers in that.
No, you're right. I think all of them should be commended. I mean, what a great effort from Esther as well. No prep running to run like that.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. I mean, she did everything bar winning. I mean, it was, you know, she just ran her heart out. She just got held in that pocket just for a brief second when she could have done with some racing room. But, you know, that was just good jockeyship, wasn't it? But as I say, there were no losers. It was just such a great horse race, and they all deserve plenty of credit to the front four.
Yeah. Fair enough. And anything else stand out to you from Royal Ascot, Mick?
There's so many memories, aren't there? But oh, great to see Rizina come back to her best, wasn't it? In the coronation, you know, after it looked as if maybe she hadn't trained on and all the rest of it. Great to see her back. But you could go through every race day by day and memories would come flooding back to you. It was a great week, wasn't it?
It was. It was a brilliant week. And this year, perhaps more than other years in the past, all the real big names turned up, didn't they?
Oh, and the other abiding memory was the two-year-old in the Norfolk States, wasn't it? The American two-year-old who ended up in Windsor High Street. Poor old Victor Espinosa had to ask his way back to Ascot. Yeah. So he couldn't pull him up. You see him going down. Just only horse in sight, in the shot. Just could not pull him up. If he was mine, he'd be... I don't know if he's going back to America or not, because the Como boys own him, don't they?
Yeah.
He'd be going for the Nunthorpe, getting his two-year-old allowance. That is a speedball.
It's very impressive, wasn't it? Emphatic visually. And I hadn't seen the time, but I imagine the clock won't have been too shabby either. So.
Yeah, and also great to see John Quinn, David O'Mara, Richard Fye for the North getting on the score sheet. Well done to Jamie Osborne for his big win as well in the Royal Hunt Cup. And Willie Mullins rounding off the meeting as well. Nice. So it's a good week for the Irish.
Yeah.
Eddie Lynham having three. What a week for Eddie. Aidan O'Brien, just a couple that mattered.
Yeah.
And Charles Burns, Willie, of course, and Dermot Weld on winning the jersey. But for me, the Irish performance of the week was Mickey Winters and Missy United. And her run in the Gold Cup.
Yeah, very, very brave.
Tremendous stuff. A great week.
It was a great week.
Everyone will have their own personal memories of it, and probably a lot of people disagree with mine, but they are mine, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're allowed to make it the
yours. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's Royal Ascot then for another year. Let's move on, and we're going to look ahead to Monday's racing next.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, then we're going to go to Thirsk for mixed three races on Monday. He's picked out the 750, the 820 and the 850. So starting with the 750, Mick, we have a Class 5 handicap over 2 miles here. So some stayers in action, eight of them in the lineup. Which ones are on your shortlist?
Yeah, well, I'll go through them in race card order, my fancies. The joint top weight beat the Tide. He's wearing cheap pieces for the first time. A son of Black Sam Bellamy Tate, trained by Michael Dodds, who's having a great season. Connor Beasley, ditto, taking off £3. Appeared to stay this trip last time at Newcastle, and it was a step back in the right direction. Only his second start of the season, had a decent three-year-old time of it. And he's back to his winning mark as well. He won at Air off this mark last summer, and with the cheap pieces to help, he's a danger to all. The other two on the shortlist are Medieval Bishop, who was a course winner. He had a good season last year, won here at Thirsk, and then he went and followed up, backed up at Newcastle next time. And he's also been in good form this year. He's yet to convince that he wants this far. Always looks as if it should suit. I'm not convinced that he wants this far, but he makes a shortlist because he's in good form. Mm. But I'm going to give the vote to Long Shadow, who used to be trained in Ireland by PJ Prendergast. He won in Ireland off a mark of 64 for Paddy. He can race here off 62. Now, Jason Ward put the visor on for the first time, Andrew Elliott taking the ride. Came back to form for his new yard when he pulled well clear in April with New Yum Zim of the field in a similar stairs handicap at Ponty. Didn't run at all badly at Redcar a week later, although that race might just have come soon enough after that hardish race at Ponty. Mm-hmm. And he's had a break since then, and probably waiting for this better ground rather than anything being a miss, because all his best form is on top of the ground. Good to firm as we speak at Thirsk. So I'm expecting a big run from Long Shadow, and I think it'll be a decent price as well.
Yeah, and he's got the visor on for the first time.
Yeah,
as
that
well,
could help too.
Mm. OK then, so Long Shadow in the 750, the 820 is the next race we're going to look at, a Class 4 handicap of 7 furlongs, and I suppose a few people will be drawn to Cara's request here, Mick, after he bolted up at Musselburgh last time. He's up £9 and into a higher grade, but in that kind of form, do you see him as the one to beat?
No, not here.
No?
It's there, yes, but he seems to save his best for Musselburgh.
Right, yeah.
And I don't think they're going to let him get away from them here at Thirsk like they did there, and he hasn't got the best of draws to do it either in 10.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be very hard to do, and I've left him off the shortlist. The shortlist does consist of Repetition, who is in really good form, but most of that good form is on the fibre stand, a real fibre stand regular, and he has got a win and a place to his name from 6 turf starts, done most of his racing on the fibre sand, and he has got a lower mark on the turf. He was placed 3rd at Southwell last time off 80. He can race here off 75. He's got to make the shortlist because he's in such good form, but I just get a feeling he'll find one to beat him, but he won't be far away.
Okay.
The others on the list are Real Tigress, a mare by Tiger Hill, who's already having a good season. Her mark crept into the 80s, 70s. That makes life a little bit tougher. But Dave Allen has got 2 wins to her name, and he's back on board. He wasn't on board last time, and that will help. She's got a chance, but she is vulnerable. One of the horses that Les Air brought back from Spain with him when he returned to these shores, and having a good run of it as well. Which leads me nicely to the selection. Hopefully it'll be a good price as well, because the form figures aren't exactly inspiring, and it's Snow Bay. Graham Lean's been booked to ride by Paul Midgley. He's now £11 lower than his last win. Admittedly, he does need to leave his 2014 efforts so far this year behind. But Lee up for the first time. He's a course and distance winner off a higher mark, a pound higher mark. And with the Midgley team being in such good form, I think he's worth chancing. He's very much Lee is very much Midgley's go-to jockey when he's got one ready. Mm-hmm. So that does catch my eye. So I'm going to take a chance on Snow Bay with question marks about plenty of the opposition. And he's got a nice workable draw in 5-2.
OK. And the final race we're going to look at is the 8.50. We finish with a Class 6 handicap for three-year-olds over a mile. And a few informed runners coming into this, Mick. Tamayu's Magic, Green Zone, Ollie Rocks, all coming into this in pretty good nick. Any of those on the shortlist?
Ollie Rocks, and he is. I'll start with him, if you like, to now Phil Kirby. Yet to beat a rival on turf, but that doesn't tell you much because he only had the one start, finished last of eight, I think he was. Looked to show very much improved form when winning on his handicap debut at Wolverhampton in April. Up £8 for that and absent since, but has been mildly progressive. Did run well on his first start for Phil Kirby, suggesting that they would win a race with him. Mm-hmm. And back on turf, he's certainly made the shortlist. He's not the selection, but he's made the shortlist. The top one, I don't know what to make of this. It's owned by the Como boys, and they've sent it to David O'Mara. Two good runs and two bad runs, and yet to run on ground this quick. Now, whether it's been avoiding it or whether it needs it, we'll probably find out on Monday. But at the moment, it's still a watching brief for me. Jimmy Crackle, showed next to nothing at 2, a bit better on its first start at 3, and up to a mile, that should ideally be a plus to the dam by Selkirk. Looks on a workable mark of 60, and Megan Carby looks decent value for a £7 claim. But the solid form option, whichever way you look at this race, is Green Zone, who was knocking on the door. Kept on well, I thought, at Nottingham last time to finish second of 11 to Kalahari Kingdom. And a senior jockey takes over from a £5 claiming apprentice. And he's got very solid form credentials. So I'm going to stay with the form book on this one with Green Zone.
OK. Green Zone, then, the selection in the 8.50. Let's just have a quick summary, Mick, if you'll spin us through your selections.
Yeah, sure, Mark. The 7.50, the two-miler, Long Shadow, no worries about the trip for him. And I'm hoping that the advisor First Town can do the trick for Jason Ward and Andrew Elliott. In the 8.20, course and distance winner Snow Bay has got the services of Graham Lee, very much Paul Midgley's go-to jockey when he fancies one, and he should be a decent price. And in the 8.50, Green Zone stands out on the form book for this one with many less questions to answer than most of his opponents.
OK, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Monday.
I will do, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go, the selections of Mick Norton for Monday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Sam Turner, Rory DeLaghi and Stephen Powell in the studio. It's Chepstow and Lingfield in the afternoon, Thurscombe and Windsor in the evening, and there's also Irish Racing from Kilbeggan on Monday evening as well. So five meetings to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.